What? I want you to meet a friend of mine. Hey, Raymond, you get enough beer for Ben, too.
What kind of beer do you like?
Heineken.
Heineken? Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
Hold it now!
Looking good!
Well, guys, welcome back to Looking Good Radio.
Yep.
And you might be hearing a bunch of these episodes because who knows when the fuck we're ever going to get back in the studio again, if ever.
Maybe Brandon's theory could be correct.
Thank you. We still don't know
because...
See, we had a whole argument last time, and I'm 100% correct. And now it's...
No, you're not. He didn't... He said come back in February. He sent the text.
We'll see. I bet we don't.
2 seconds later, you go, oh, he said because he's super busy. And gave me
I'm just saying that, too. Like, I'm telling you... My theory is correct. From the last episode. Sorry, guys. I was wasted on the last episode. This time I'm not, so... Not yet, at least.
Just only a soul this time.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. And my writing career.
Why'd you say that? Isn't it kicking back into gear? Are you coming out of retirement
Fuck
now?
Fuck yeah, man. Black Trans Am meeting starting next Sunday.
Oh, next Sunday? I thought it was today.
Nope. Bokes, Quinn, and Scotty, we're all meeting up. Do some Black Trans Am writing.
That'd be fun. In spite of Mr. Tony Leon, who is the one that... Black Trans Am thing's in the glossary, too. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So... It was an abandoned concept by the great, brilliant Tony Leon. Brandon's ex-roommate.
Tony left me that idea, and I kind of ran with it.
We talk about him so much on this fucking show. He's a fucking star.
Do you know, he hasn't talked to me since July, so I wonder if he maybe listened to an episode.
I don't think so.
And, like, got it.
I doubt it.
I'm saying, but okay, so I gotta know. What happened with this, like, chick you met?
Well, I had another one of these goddamn... this is the second one off of the same fucking site, where, like, the other ones... They're real sketchy from the get-go. You don't really know what's going on. It takes a lot of building up to, like, even get the first date. And even then, it's like they don't give you a whole bunch. This is the second one in a row off this fucking Match.com that you have to pay for. That, like, we hit it off, like, amazingly and sent, like, fucking super long emails and all this shit. And this time the chick fucking hit me up on the thing. And, like, fucking... She hit me up like Wednesday night or whatever. Thursday, all fucking day, we were talking. By the Thursday night, I called her on the phone. We talked for like fucking 3 hours. Again, the other chick the week before, that was Skype for 3 hours. This time was on the fucking phone for 3 hours, right? So like, she's like a perfect, like loves my sense of fucking humor and like all this shit. She's like, just thinks I'm fucking awesome or whatever. So we make plans to hang out. I go over her place Friday night.
Hang on.
Which, to her apartment, too, which does not happen very often in these at all. She's like, come over to my fucking place.
One question, like, to interject, I apologize. She thought you were awesome?
Yeah. She liked me. She thought it was cool. You know what I mean? Why? What the fuck's wrong with that?
No, maybe we'll get to it later, but I'm saying is, like, how does she think you're awesome?
She thought I was funny and everything. She liked all my... She watched all my... She loves Funny or Die. It's like she goes on it every fucking day. And then she saw that I had a page and she was like, holy fuck. And she laughed at all my stuff. And like all day she was texting me lines and shit from like the videos. She loved it.
All right, fine. That was my only question. I apologize.
Go ahead. No, I'm just saying. So I go, we hang out. Like, we were supposed to go out to a fucking bar. I'm over her place about 2 fucking hours and we're talking and shit and like, you know, everything's going good. Like, I hit it off with this girl like we're old friends. Like, she's talking to one of my buddies or something, you know? Like I've known her for a long time, right? I work with her. So everything's going good. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh, you know what? She kept getting these texts from like her cousin or something like this. She got this huge family. This chick's half black and half Filipino. And,
Filipino.
Doggy. Yeah. And she's really pretty. I was kind of bummed about her lack of booty. I was expecting a little bit more, but... Whatever, she's in good shape. I mean, she was fucking pretty, you know?
You want another one or no?
No, I'm okay.
All right.
Thanks. But she's like, well, they keep bugging me to go to this fucking family thing, and, like, I kind of got to go. Like, let's fucking hang out tomorrow night. So I'm like, all right, you know, because I could see that she had her phone on the table and the text kept coming in and stuff. And I'm like, I'll go with you. I don't give a shit. I'm like, I can fucking hang out with anybody. I'm like, I mean, if it's weird, I won't. But I'm just saying, if you want me to fucking go, I'll go right now. And she's like, nah. I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let's hang out tomorrow. So next morning, this is Saturday morning. I'm texting her all day and shit. Just like normal. Like we had been for like the last fucking 3 days. And like the night we hung out, we're just like, this is so cool because you're like, the opposite of every fucking guy I meet. And, like, you're, like, the type of dude I'm looking for, and I'm fucking tired of all these guys. All this kind of shit. It was just, like, a cool, like, we really hit it off. So, 3 o'clock, we're supposed to hang out at 9 o'clock on Saturday. I sent her text at, like, 3 o'clock. I go, what time do you want to meet up tonight? Maybe, like, 9-ish? This was as if either she died or her phone and computer were stolen from her. That was the last communication I ever had with her, ever. Abruptly ended all texts, all fucking contact, all everything. That was it. Out of the fucking blue. No reason. Absolutely no reason. And if it was that bad, if things had gone that bad Friday night or I did anything stupid, she wouldn't have even texted me back Saturday morning. That would have been it that night. You know what I mean? She was so adamant about hanging out. She's like, we're hanging out tomorrow night. She's like, make sure, okay? I'm like, yeah, no, I totally want to. Let's go to dinner. We're supposed to go to dinner and all this shit.
Maybe she got back with her ex or something.
I don't know. This is like...
That seems like that. Did you guys have a talk about exes?
She doesn't have an ex. No, she hasn't seen her ex. She's been single for a fucking year. She didn't even talk to her ex. She hates the fucking guy.
Okay.
I'm telling you, there's no... I give up now. I don't care anymore. I really don't. I know I said that 50 fucking times, but just like, enough of this.
I'm gonna wash my hands, man, because I got like bleach hands.
Yeah, sure, man.
Go ahead.
Brandon came home all wound up and he cleaned the bathroom. He's in a real productive mood. But I can't even like think about this. I don't have time. I just gotta start investing my energy in other places because this is fucking, it's a waste of time, a waste of effort.
It's a waste of my time.
Yeah. Especially when you meet someone. That's when it really blows. I mean, if it's one that, like, it was 50-50 to begin with, it's fine, it just rolls off me. But if it's somebody that was fucking really cool, and you're like, shit, man, this fucking chick rules, you know? It's like a... Like you could date her, but she's, like, your pal and shit. Like, those are the ones that fucking kill me, because it's really hard to find those girls out here. And this is, like, the third one now. This is, like, and maybe 4 or 5 in, like, a month or two that have fucking pulled this. It's so fucked up. It would be like if I sent them a picture... Like subconsciously, I didn't know it. I have some kind of psychosis where I sent them a picture of me carving a bloody swastika into my forehead and didn't know it. Like that's how abruptly these just cut off, completely inexplicably. Maybe I'm doing it. Maybe I have some kind of Fight Club thing going on.
Is this the same girl you're talking to? Okay, I wanted to bring this up.
This is the Nigapino.
So I walked in, I believe Wednesday night, and I hear Luke on the phone.
That's her. Yeah, this is her.
Yeah, and I hear Luke on the phone, and I'm like, okay. And I go to walk in my bedroom, and he walks out of my bedroom with a golf club, like a cane. And he's like, oh, what's up, man? And he keeps walking. I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's what it is. What was going on there? Can I ask you that question?
I don't really talk to, besides my mom, I don't talk to people on the phone for long amounts of time. And I'm still not used to having something to preoccupy me with, like with text or something, or like have my hands... That, like, now my mind goes in all kinds of weird places to entertain myself. So I was shuffling around the apartment in slippers and my boxer shorts and a shirt and a golf club, but, like, it was a cane. And, like, I was an old man. And I realized I'd been doing that for, like, 2 hours.
And you were in my room.
Yeah, and then I was just, like, I needed somewhere to, like, sit after a while because my feet started to hurt. So I laid in Brandon's bed because I didn't want to lay in mine. It was boring.
Was it decent or no?
I guess. I didn't, like, lay. I just kind of, like, you know.
I mean, I don't care. You didn't jerk off on my bed. I'm not worried about that. I'm saying, like... What do you think about the bed, though? It's pretty comfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I spent $2,000 on the cocksucker.
Fuck yeah, bro.
That's all I'm saying. All right, so there's nothing. You never heard anything
That's
from
it.
Her again?
Nope. That's the end of that one. Pull the old emergency fucking cockpit seat. And that's that. So I'm just like, I enough of this shit. And this is just fucking stupid now.
Wow. No, I don't think so. I just... But, okay, what she's doing is... She's doing, like... The weird thing is, like, you're not, like, an ugly guy. You're not, like, a big ass...
She said she hit me up, and she said she...
You're not,
she
was, and, oh, no, really what cute. I'm saying is, like, you're not, like, a fat guy. Like, okay, here's the deal. You hit a chick up, okay, and she comes over here to meet you. I just did my fucking crutch thing. I said, okay, I gotta get away from that.
Mine is like, and it's really weird.
Anyways, so she, like, if you were to hit up a lady, and she comes over and you're not digging her, you'd be like, oh, listen, I got to go help my buddy out at work. You know what I mean?
I've never done that.
But I'm saying you could, well, okay, because you don't really have too many, you know, morals, let's say. But like, you're, and then let's hang out tomorrow. All right, she bounces, blah, blah. So maybe, I mean, but I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, you're not a bad dude. I mean, do you think maybe, okay, I think you come off the wrong way to people. Maybe you get too comfortable and maybe you get like Luke mode. Where like you're bitching about stuff and like you're being like super like hyper vigilant about things.
It could be. I don't know. As far as I can tell.
This was Friday?
Friday night, yeah.
Did you pump?
No, I didn't.
All right. Because normally when Luke like goes for a good pump, dude, when he gets super fucking
amped. We had a mutual complaint about guys and girls we both met. And that's like we had that in common so much that we were so exactly what both of us were like looking for that it was fucking awesome. We're like, this is so cool that like we're like our own like weird selves we both think we're fucking cool for and don't explain ourselves like this from like the get-go.
I always think that like, I mean, honestly, that like the... What do they say? Opposites attract, kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know what
just
I mean.
Just because Paul Abdul said it.
Well, indeed, with that little cat, that really little stupid rapping cat,
MC Scat Cat.
Yeah, but
he makes the bed and he steals the covers.
I'm telling you, as like think about it, like every time you met a chick who's been perfect for you, it hasn't worked out.
Yeah. Well, this one hit me up.
No, I understand that, but I'm telling you, is like the girls you actually dated were not perfect for you, but you dated them.
This chick wasn't perfect. She was into totally different stuff. She wasn't really a nerd or anything. She just had a fucking, like, just a rotten sense of humor and shit.
There's no point of view that just thinks, like, hey, maybe I need to change the way I
act. No. Okay. Fuck no. Because if they're going to date me, that's how I'm going to be. And I don't want to be a fucking surprise down the road.
Gray hair, give me some.
I'm high five, fucking minute one. So if you can't handle this, then go fuck yourself.
Listen, Goody Mob. There's one thing Uncle Lucas and myself agree upon,
yeah,
and that's...
Yeah, nigga.
If you're going to date us, you need to realize who we are. Cheese realizes that. And yeah, she'll get pissed at me or whatnot.
Most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. But guess what? That's what she signed up for. You know what I mean? Like, that's who I'm going to be.
Yeah.
So just deal with me. If you're not going to deal with me, then go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but like, that's... If a chick's going to date you, dude, and want, like, the big Uncle Luke, big nasty style... Like
no, which none of them do here.
They will.
I don't know, man. It's been a long motherfucking... It's been a long road.
Is that two chicks off the match.com that you got?
There was... What,
and I'm not saying fucking... Cause
oh, no. There was three. There was another one that did
so
that.
So three chicks off match.
Yes.
So maybe that site's actually working for you.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, over three.
I'm saying meeting.
They just abruptly cut it off. That's three fucking girls. I forgot about that other one.
Plenty of fish and okay, stupid. You can just fuck bitches. I'm saying for like a real life conversation.
Yeah, those ones aren't even. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like at least you're having.
That's why I'm even more flustered because I don't get how it gets to this fucking far and starts off this well and then just. They just pull a fucking. With no explanation, with like no fucking rhyme or reason to it whatsoever. They just completely fucking. Just cease communication altogether. I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Dude, I'm saying, okay, I'm like 10 years older than Cheese. Okay, it's ridiculous. And like, I imagine at one point she's going to cheat on me or break up me.
Yeah.
And then...
Most of them do.
Yeah. And so I'll just be like stuck in the situation you are in.
Well, then they'll just hire a new girl at work and you're here for fucking 2 years.
Yeah. That's fine. I'm pretty good about that, actually.
No shit. You're all about that. Actually,
is that bad?
Well, it's just different because you don't have to go through the same bullshit.
Yeah, I guess I haven't.
Well,
I mean, I did once I broke up with Jackie. I did have to deal with like the
for like fucking 8 months.
Yeah, but I found a hot chick, man.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Scott, write that one down. In the meantime. Scott, motherfucker, you suck at bowling.
Yeah. Why did you have? Was he shitty today?
No, I was, but he was okay.
You say that every week. Do you ever have a fucking good week?
No. No, I stink. I shouldn't be in the bowling industry. I'm terrible. Dude, I'm not that bad.
I went to buy a fucking candy bar today. I was so fucking annoyed.
I was what, a king size Snickers?
No, a regular Snickers. I had $1 in cash in my wallet. The fucking thing comes to $1.09. I don't have a fucking... I don't have a dime in my fucking
pocket.
You don't
have a 9 cent piece?
No. Why would they mark it up to $1.09? Why is it over a dollar? It should be a buck even. For a fucking candy bar, it's now $1.09 fucking cents. Or maybe it's just the dumb Arabs there at that fucking White Oak gas station. But I'm like, really, dude? Okay, I'll use my fucking debit card because I don't have 9 fucking cents. Why would you guys mark it 9 cents? It's so fucking... It's not even worth the goddamn trouble. Wait till it gets a buck and a quarter then fucking do it, you fucking asshole. I was so pissed off.
I had the exact same situation. Myself, Scott Rex,
Murphy. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Scott Rex in the sink. Murphy's wife, Chelsea.
Chelsea in the motherfucking sink?
Yeah. And we went to the Sherman Oaks Galleria. Sat down. We all got food. Okay, we ate it. And I'm like, you know what? I really want a hot pretzel. So I went down there. And I had $4 in my pocket. And I go, I just want a regular hot pretzel. Whatever. I don't want any sauces or any extra shit. Okay, well, that's $4.25. I'm like, I have $4 in my hand. I'm like, it's $4.25 for a fucking hot pretzel?
That's fucking ridiculous.
And they look at me and they're like, yes. And I get it because we do the same thing at work. But I'm like... Okay, I'll be back. And I sulked back to them and I just bitched about it. Scott's like, I'll give you a quarter, man. I'm like, it's not about the quarter. It's not about the quarter.
Yeah.
And I imagine this is what people go through when they come to get a game there at Pins where we work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm like, I just wanted a hot pretzel. I thought it was like $1.75 or whatever. It can't cost that much to make. I mean, a hot pretzel must.
Oh, shit.
It must cost like maybe 35 cents.
It's only because it's in a mall.
And then the salt, another 25 cents, like the butter you put on it. Okay, blah, blah, blah. It maybe cost $2 to make it. So sell for $4. But $4.75 for one fucking hot pretzel.
You don't understand. I got to get the pretzel. I got to put a frame on it. By the time I'm done, I got to make a profit here.
Hey, if it's a hot pretzel and it's under $4, I want it.
It'll look good in my shop.
I'm just saying, like, that's... Have you ever paid that? I mean, there was 9 hot pretzel shops in the Galleria Mall.
I can't remember what we charged. I think it was like about $3, and this is like $98.99 we're talking. They're expensive.
How many hot pretzel shops were there in the Walden Galleria Mall?
We've gone to this like fucking so many times. You're obsessed with mall hot pretzels.
Okay.
There's only two. Talk
about whatever you want to talk about.
I don't know. I don't know how many were in there. When I worked there was two. There was the one by the food court.
I'm trying to make a conversation. You just can't.
You're obsessed with hot pretzels. That's all you fucking talk about. You're like the hot pretzel fucking kid. Okay, now what's your lead from there about the hot pretzels at the mall? So say there was 7, so?
All right, well,
there was
good.
2 that I ever knew of, motherfucker.
Two hot pretzels.
Pretzel story. Times and...
Speaking of two, I had to take a shit today. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, man. I was trying to, like, if you were to talk, then I could lead into something, but we didn't have that.
What you asked me, and I answered. There was 2 that I knew of. All right, now what?
No, there's way more than 2.
Okay, then name the other ones.
There was 2 Auntie Anne's in the Gallery Mall.
No, there wasn't.
I worked there. There was one is like a fucking like little kiosk.
I don't remember. Auntie Anne's was like about when I moved to L.A. They opened an Auntie Anne's. I worked there, there was 2. So I lost track. I'm not as passionate about hot pretzels as you, so I can't help you in this one. You fucking asshole.
Well, all right, I need to start like an app of hot pretzel like...
I know.
Time period slot.
Dude, get together with Rob Basin and his fucking iPad. I'll help
you. He had ants tonight. Don't even worry about it.
What's going on with him and fucking Courtney? Do they match their fucking... their beef?
Well, I mean, they're married, it appears to be.
Oh. What were they fighting about? Because he wouldn't, like, eat her ass or something?
They wouldn't eat her ass. I mean, I
thought you knew what they were fighting about. And it was something.
No, it was the dumbest. I can't even get into it. It's white guy Domino's, and, like, I'm explaining the Domino's to them, and I hear Rob go, "Here you go!" And he slams the Domino down.
So he's back to our little Joe?
Yes. And then Courtney's like, "All right, I'm leaving. And then they go have a conversation and then come back. It's annoying.
That's what they fucking fought about? Because they slammed a domino?
Because she had done that before. She did the exact same annoying thing to him. So he was doing it back to her, but she couldn't deal with it.
Oh my I'm just gonna stay single. I can't.
I mean, it's just a thing, dude. Like, cheese fucking aggravates me more than anything ever. But you know what? Like, I deal with it, and I'm okay with it. You need to find a chick, man, who's, like, okay with...
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it. Yeah, I know, motherfucker. I'm the one... What did he say? I know, motherfucker. I'm the one who wrote it. Short dogs.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, if you can find somebody who, like, you know, is into the same thing, yes. But it's not the same thing. It's the fact that they can deal with your thing.
I don't know. Let me know.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, it's probably a good minute for the metrosexual minute.
Already? It's a metrosexual minute with Brandon and Uncle Luke. Wow, that's an early one.
What the fuck?
Oh, this is a big surprise this week. I'm the metrosexual. I'm doing the metrosexual minute. My first one ever. 71 episodes, motherfucker! For the metrosexual minute this week, I want to talk about Paul Mitchell Tea Tree Special Shampoo. It's a shampoo. You can't get this anywhere. You have to get it at your, like, your barber. I don't know if it's from Concentrate or what, but you can't just go down to goddamn CVS and get it. It was $11, so it's a little pricey, but I tell you what, it is worth it. It's like mint fucking leaves that go in your hair, and it's so... As soon as you open the thing, you can smell how good it is.
Can I say, back to Metrosexual Minute on episode 19, I talk about this exact product. But, I understand. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you didn't have it.
Well, I've used it. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of the Metrosexual Minute, yes.
Well, no, most of the time you have it, and you bring it out and read right off the label.
That's a new thing.
No, you've always done that, pretty much.
No.
Okay, whatever.
Well, I'm going to big mic you. Dude, I didn't do that.
All right, whatever.
Anyways, go on.
So it's so good. You fucking rub it in your hair, and it's like tingly, and it feels like if you're brushing your teeth, but like your hair. It's like toothpaste for your fucking hair. It's ridiculous, and it leaves your hair feeling real nice
and refreshed, can I say,
clean.
I haven't tried out just because Luke's comment, which I've used this product before because I already have the tea tree leave-in conditioner. So I wanted to try it out, and I washed my hair, and this is like, what, 8:20 on Saturday morning?
Yeah.
And Luke goes, did you use my shampoo? I go, yeah, man. I'm like, I just was trying it out. He's like, that's fine. And I'm like, God damn it. It really does.
The whole house smelled like it. It's ridiculous.
It's awesome.
I'll take that part in.
But again,
brother Roger, use my hair treatment. Hair treatment.
You said that your hair like stinks like what? Like wet dog?
I've been told my hair stinks like dog shit and like burning rubber is what can't.
Your hair smells that bad?
My hair stinks. I have really terribly, terribly greasy hair. Embarrassingly greasy. Like I wash it at 8:00.
I mean, it can be greasy, dog, but like
by 7:00 at night, it looks like I have gel in it. That's how fucking greasy my hair is. That's what a fucking slimy dago I am. I'm a greasy fuck.
It stinks? It stinks that bad?
I've been told it stinks. I can't fucking smell it, but if you
smell it. Well, you're used to it.
Yeah, but I can't smell the top of my head. If you got to stick your nose right in my hair, it doesn't stink like pig pens fucking. I don't have like a thing floating around
it's,
me.
It's not like you have flowing hair like Samson and like,
I know,
chicks
that's
are
what I'm saying.
You,
if I'm laying in bed with a girl and my fucking hair's in their face, they smell and go, oh my God, your fucking hair stinks. But I've smelled it when I worked out or if I haven't washed my hat in like a week or two, then I take my hat off, it smells like a
fucking
garbage dump.
Is that why you always wash your hat in the.
Yeah.
I've never washed a hat, but you
I wash my hats all the time. And I sweat my balls off when I work out. And then if I don't get the sweat out of there when I put on the next time, it's already like itchy and shit and all uncomfortable. So I gotta keep it like washed out.
So okay guys, just so you know, like I just did clean the bathroom and I know
good job,
that,
bro.
I know that Luke likes to clean his hats. I never understood this whole segment of it. But it's for the sweatiness?
Because I leave the hat hanging in the shower.
Yeah. But I'm asking you, like, you just put water
on
it?
No, if I don't wash it out and I just leave it get all sweaty and shitty, then it's, when the next time I put it on, it feels all itchy and shit to me. Like it irritates my skin or something. Yeah.
So you don't know?
What do you mean I don't know?
Like, I mean, you could just put it on, you don't know if it's going to irritate your skin.
No, I know if I haven't washed it and I wore it a bunch of times and sweat in it every fucking time, that if I just go and put it on, it's gonna, there's shit inside the brim and everything that it's gonna start irritating my skin if I don't wash it.
Alright, so alright, let's finish out this metrosexual minute. You're recommending the Paul Mitchell Tea Tree Shampoo.
Special shampoo, it says on the bottle. Yeah. Yes. It's a pretty, fairly small bottle. It's the size of like a fucking...
So if you're a dude, use that. Now, what I have is the exact same thing, but it's a leave-in conditioner.
What does it mean? You don't wash your hair?
No. It means when you get out, you don't use gel or mousse or hairspray.
Oh.
You just throw a little bit in your hand and like sculpt your hair.
Yeah.
So if you use both, then you're good. Everything will explode.
Oh, so you don't put it on in the shower. You use it as a substitute
for
gel.
No. I use it as like a gel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When I get out of the shower, I use the tea tree like moisturizer or whatever it is, conditioner, and I put it on my hair, and I go like this. I like...
Oh, nice, dude.
Fur it to the side.
Like you're hot shit.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
But besides that, I'm glad you got that, man. Fuck yeah.
Me too. It's great.
And by the way, Luke is using the vitamins I told him to get.
I am, yeah.
And they're not going to have an effect. We've had a conversation about this.
Yeah, I know. This sucks. What is that fucking noise? Oh, every time we hit this table, it like rocks. Fuck, it's annoying.
It's got racks like motherfucking Murphy.
I wonder if they can hear. I hope you guys can hear that.
Sorry, guys.
That's right. I just noticed that.
All
right.
What else you got going on?
I went to fucking Running Canada today.
Oh, yeah. Let me hear about this.
I don't know, because I've had so many wasted Sundays, I'm just tired of just fucking laying sitting around on my fucking ass.
Wait, you went to Running Canada by yourself?
Yeah, who the fuck else is going to go with me?
Well, I was trying to call you to go golfing, dude.
Yeah, you called me while I was in the middle of the fucking thing.
No.
It's up in the hills in Hollywood, like, by the Hollywood, like, sign. It's way the fuck up. Man, have you ever walked on that thing? It's fucking brutal. Holy shit, that thing... The fucking way back up, you're like climbing a mountain with like 25 people next to you and on top of you and dogs and shit. And the thing is about three fucking, like the rocky steppy path that's like some Indiana Jones shit is like 3.5 feet wide. So you're just like got people all on top of you and shit. Like a lot of famous people and stuff go. But man, there's a fucking lot of hot chicks. Oh my God, there's so many fucking girls there, dude. There's like two, like groups of two, groups of three, groups of four, just chicks just fucking get together and go. Like, I need to find some fucking single young bucks and start going to that motherfucker. Like in the summertime, I'm gonna hit that thing up. But it was like good, man. It was a good exercise. Takes like a good hour to do it. Fucking real scenic. It's pretty. And then like if you go all the way down it, I mean you park at the top of Mulholland over there. And then by the time you get down it, you're like down in the middle of Hollywood. It's fucking crazy. I couldn't tell exactly where it was. I think I was down by, like Gower. But I was like, holy shit, man. You go way the fuck over that hill.
So, right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's fucking freezing. My nose is running like fucking crazy. It's disgusting. What the fuck was that? Did you spit into a beer can?
Yeah.
Ew.
I've been sick. Sorry, what do you want me to do?
I don't know. Not that. Stop hitting this fucking table. You're killing me.
Sorry. I apologize. Do you think that I have, I just watched Lincoln. I think I have Lincoln facial hair.
Yeah, close to it.
Okay.
I want to see that again.
Watch it. I have it. Here's the issue. You see these fucking penises in the movie who shave like their chin, but leave like the mustache and sideburns connecting?
Oh, so it's like long ass side. Yeah.
Yes, it's like sideburns into the mustache, and they just shave their chin. Who the fuck ever thought that was a good idea? I hate that. Even James Hetfield had that from Metallica.
Did he?
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess he did.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's stupid looking. It's some old westy shit.
And by the way, okay, here's Brandon's like really creepy meme.
By the way, listeners.
By the way, Goody Mob. If you haven't seen Lincoln yet, and if you're not like a adult in the United States, I have a thing to tell you. Slavery is really bad. That's it. Is it this camera right here? No, I'm saying it's like, all right, you watch the movie Lincoln, and you're like, dude, this is like, it's 160 years ago, maybe, and they're having...
Well, I think it's 140. or so.
It okay. It doesn't. It's not 20 years. Bro. It's not 600.
20 years, bro.
Okay, so 140.
So it helps your case even more because it's less.
Okay, again, it's 140, and they're having a conversation about having black people be equal instead of beasts. You know what I'm saying? Well, like
three, that. 3/5 of a man.
Yes, that's ridiculous.
No, that's ridiculous.
No. Then, I mean, how long to the women's like suffrage
act? Suffrage, women's suffrage, that was in the 20s.
Again, so that's like fucking what?
That's even worse, though.
80 years ago?
Black people should, but women, no.
Well, yeah, I mean, whatever. I'm just saying, it's like, I can't believe that we've come this far as a people to get to this point. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's nice. It's socially relevant
practice. No, I'm over it. I am. I can't believe it. Like, everybody should, like, have everything. Well, not college loans and things of that nature, but...
What? What are you talking about?
I'm saying,
what does that have to do with anything?
Because, like, it shouldn't be EOE, like, equal opportunity employers.
Yeah.
For everything. It should just be, like, everybody's equal, and whoever deserves it, deserves it.
Oh, like, there shouldn't be,
There shouldn't be, like, okay, I went to a college, yeah. So did my buddy Kredier, who's a black action. Guy.
Yeah, that's yeah. Bullshit.
And, like, he got his whole college for free,
yeah.
And I got to pay 80 grand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's unfair. I mean, in my mind, that's unfair.
But everyone's mind is unfair, except for fucking...
Look what he's doing. He's like, teach me how to fucking dug here. Like, what's the fucking thing?
Just text me.
It's silly.
That was like that Roseanne episode where Dan gets a business loan because Chucky, the black guy, was on his was part of his one of the investors, remember?
No.
He goes, but it says we got the money. He goes, I don't know what this means. And then Chucky looks at it and he goes, I know what it means. And then the whole studio audience laughed.
Yeah. I'm just saying, okay. I went to the same kind of high school that Kredier did. I went to the exact same school. College-wise, that he did.
No, we get it. Yeah, it's bullshit. It's from reaction. Fucking stupid.
It's
sort of racist, in a way.
We both went to CSUN. Who owes more money? Me or him? He owes like 15 grand. Yeah. I owe 180 grand.
Yo, yeah, but you didn't have 400 years of slavery, motherfucker.
No, I get it.
Racist cracker!
No, and after seeing all these movies, honestly, like, that does, like, factor into it. I understand that. Like, that doesn't bother you at all? Like, after watching Django and Lincoln, you're not kind of like...
What do you mean, bother me how?
Bother you like, fuck, man, these guys, like,
oh, yeah,
really...
of course. Yeah. That's horrible, but...
But again, you watch Lincoln, all these white dudes are getting smoked. You watch Django, all these white guys are getting smoked. It's like,
What white guys got smoked in Lincoln? Just the Civil War?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. I mean, what, 600,000 of them?
No, it was more than that, I think.
White guys, I'm saying, not the Buffalo Soldiers.
Yeah.
Got smoked, and you're like, okay, well, all right,
watch
that's fine.
Your back, or you might get smoked. Remember?
Yeah.
I bet he listened to fucking hip-hop, dude. I bet there was like an 1860s Wu-Tang Clan, and he didn't fucking listen to it. On a Victrola. It's a mini Victrola.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you got?
I don't know, I fucking just led the last four things. What do you got?
No way, I just led like...
What am I, Talk Juggernaut?
All right.
Oh, I'll tell you what I got. Okay, so I watched, if you have never seen it, or have not seen it in a long time, fucking watch Born on the 4th of July again. Man, that movie's fucking... That's like one, that's gotta be, next to JFK, that's gotta be his best movie, in Platoon. Those gotta be his top three. That movie's fucking incredible, dude.
Any Given Sunday.
Shut the fuck up.
How do you not
Are
like
you out of your
movie?
Fucking mind? Any Given Sunday. Fuck you.
You don't realize how good of a movie that is.
It's
an
entertaining movie. It's not that...
I'm saying sports-wise.
It doesn't hit on the level of Platoon and fucking JFK, which
I understand. I understand. But what is the country's attitude is towards sports? They love sports. Make sure you listen to KC2 Audio.
It's about the
third string all stars.
It's about the politics of having a fucking football team run. It's not socially profound like these other movies were. They showed that scene from Platoon at every fucking army training thing. They showed that actual scene where they killed the fucking village because it's supposed to show the soldiers like how easy it can be to have like another mainline massacre and shit like that. But those were these were like fucking socially relevant things. Sunday was a fucking football
movie. I understand, but it's a football movie, and that's what the country's interested in right now.
I'm saying as far as like movies that were hard-hitting and really like changed shit, those are like his top three. Those did more than anything. If you like Any Given Sunday, I understand, but it's one of his better flicks. But
besides W and Natural Born Killers,
what about it?
I think that Any Given Sunday is his best.
Okay, fine. Well, whatever. Anyways.
Like, in his top five.
Born on the Verge of Lies. Fucking Tom Cruise in that movie. And it just made me think of how hard it is to pull off this, like... The thing starts out, he's, like, 18. And by the end, he's, like, 40. And, like, he really looks... But in real life, he was, like, 25 or something. Because it's from 89. And he really looks fucking every bit of, like, 40. Like, he fucking looked like he aged like that guy. He's so fucking good in that movie. It's, like, incredible. Like, everyone says he's a fucking bad actor. You gotta watch that. He's fucking insane in that he's so good. Like, he really fucking captured that guy. I mean, like, I believed every second that he was, like, crippled. It wasn't, like, DiCaprio trying to play an old fucking Hoover with his shitty J. Edgar Hoover with his fucking awful makeup job.
I mean, is Tom Cruise ever bad?
not that he's bad, but he does a lot of... He doesn't do a ton of dramatic movies like that anymore. Like, he was a little bit more varied earlier in his career, and now he does a lot of shit. And the last couple that he's done in this last decade have not been his best. He's had a couple of fucking clunkers. I mean, even if they made a little money, they weren't, like, very memorable. Like, he was making Jack Reacher and shit. But this is something, like, he really fucking, like, what a good, like, dramatic actor he can be, like, when he wants. He's fucking phenomenal, that movie. God damn it. Yeah. It's fucking heartbreaking. It's a fucking rough movie to watch. And, like, everyone's in it. I forgot how many people were in that goddamn movie. Both of the fucking Baldwin brothers, Steven and, who's the other one? The one that was around for a while and just disappeared. Fuck, what's his name? The one that was in the one with Cindy Crawford. And he fucks her and it didn't really show her tits.
Oh, not Billy.
Yeah, Billy. Billy and Steven are both in it. And they're both, like, good. I mean, like, they're in it pretty quick, but, like, they're not, like, terrible in it. How often does that fucking happen?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's one Cindy Crawford movie ever, right?
She's in a couple.
Yeah, but that one was like the big one.
It was called Hard Target.
The big one.
I remember I had it taped on HBO.
No, it was called Fair Game.
No, it was Hard. It was Hard. Wasn't it? Was it Fair Game?
Yeah.
It's Fair Game or Hard Target. One of those two. But I remember I used to jerk off to that fucking scene where he bangs her in the train because I was like 11. That's when she was like so fucking hot. And it turned out it wasn't her fucking tits. It wasn't even her body. It was a fucking body double. Fuck! Whoever they got was
really
like,
God, yes, damn it.
Yeah, no shit. Doesn't that suck? I want all that comeback.
Honestly, okay, if you give your comeback for one thing,
it'd be the one. Yeah.
Mine would be, oh shit, that's if I give all my comeback on beating off. Maybe the Ice Cube Bop Gun video, because I don't know any of the chicks.
You don't know any of the chicks?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm saying it's like, I don't know any of the chicks. I couldn't beat off to them right now. I'd like to beat off to them, but like...
But why was it a waste if it got the job done at the time? Why are you regretful?
Well, I'm asking you. If it got the job done at the time, why wouldn't it work?
Because it wasn't really her. I thought, that's why it was so hot that I was jerking off to Cindy Crawford. Because
I'd take Natalie Portman closer. Supposedly that's an ass
double. Yeah, but I didn't jerk off to her. That's fairly common to do that, but at the time I had no idea of such things because I was just a lad.
But I'm saying Natalie Portman and closer, like, supposedly she's, like, stripping. Supposedly she's, like, that's, that. And you get into the role of her doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not as, you know, I think it's fucking stupid, but it's not as bad because it didn't do so much for me at one time that was so hot. That was just like in Domino. It's not really Keira Knightley doing that lap dance. It's a fucking double.
Oh,
Connor told me that, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's really give you a lap dance? Keira Knightley or Natalie Portman?
Oh my god, you want me even to answer that? Fucking Keira Knightley is a fucking twig. She's skinny on screen. That means
so is Natalie Portman, dude.
She's at least got a little bit like meat on her, a little bit. But if she's skinny on screen, that means she's a fucking twig and she's a skeleton in real life. I'm sure they're both way too skinny for me, but
yeah.
Fuck Keira Knightley, Natalie Portman, dude.
What about black chicks getting fucked, like Halle Berry or, what's her name, Jennifer Hudson?
Well, Jennifer Hudson looks like shit. She was hotter when she was fat, so I would definitely take one from Halle Berry instead, because you see her ass in, Monsters Ball. Oh, Made me feel good when the shows her fucking booty. Oh my god, what a fucking... Fuck her tits, her ass is fucking phenomenal. Yeah, I take one from her, man. I think Jennifer Hudson's gorgeous, but not
good,
now
good,
she's
good
fucking...
for Billy Bob Thornton, too, by the way. To be in that scene.
He's such a fucking scummy looking... He's like a junkie. He fucks all the hottest chicks.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't really fuck him, but on screen he does.
What? Angelina Jolie and shit? He fucked her?
Yeah.
He brings like supermodels and shit.
Yeah, but you're saying about the thin thing. Like, she's super thin.
Who is?
Angelina Jolie.
How do you know?
You're telling me.
I didn't fucking say she was thin. When the fuck did I say that?
Have you seen her lately?
No, I haven't. That was fucking 15 years ago he was with her, dude. Jesus Christ. Okay. You see Gia, the HBO movie? That's when he was with her. That's just him thick.
All right.
Chuck Zito's in that. You're so, fucking weird tonight, dude.
I'm asking you, would you rather bang her and Gia or in Monster's Ball, Halle Berry?
You're just asking me that now.
I just asked you that.
Fuck you. I'd take Halle Berry. Okay. I never liked that. She does not inform me. I don't like Angelina Jolie.
Do you like Emma Stone?
Who the fuck's that, Emma Stone? From Harry Potter?
No.
Oh, that redhead chick? No. No, no, no. No, she did nothing for me. She reminds me of fucking M-Dog.
Hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck her. Fuck her ass.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'll say at least they cast her in Spider-Man. And she was a little bit better because she had red hair like Mary Jane in the comic book. Better than Kirsten fucking Dunst. Ugh. Fuck her. I hate her guts. Bitch.
All right. How about this idea?
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
You ready for this one? Yeah. You want me to make another drink for you?
No, it's fine. There's no more anyways, is there? I can't take any more. It gives me too schmeckety.
Yeah, I'll make one. No, I'll make just on the rocks.
No, I don't want. It's okay. I can't take that much tequila. I like it very fucking
limited. Can you try one on the rocks?
No, I don't want one. I don't want to get all fucked up. I don't want to get drunk.
I'm not asking you to get fucked up.
I will if I have that. I just had a whole fucking bunch.
Okay.
Go ahead, you enabling bastard. What do you want to know?
Do you think the Mexicans had a space idea to move to space? They have like a space shuttle program.
Wait, are you the Mexicans want to go into space?
Yeah. Do you think Mexicans had an idea to go to space?
No. I don't think so.
But why not?
Because they're too busy fucking paying off all the corrupt government officials and shit like that.
So, would you tell me, all right, what countries can go to space?
I don't, I think us, Russia. I think we China have, did, right?
Yeah, that's three.
I think that's it. That I know of. I know there's people that can launch, almost anyone can launch satellites. But as far as putting men in space... I think it's only us and Russia doing it too, right?
Yeah, this is like such like a first world problem, right?
Yeah.
Is the idea of going to space. And like, what are we going to find? Like, Mexico won't do it. We won't, you know, I mean, we do it.
Not anymore. They closed fucking NASA down, thanks to fucking Obama.
I mean, Canada won't do it.
I don't know. I think they had astronauts, haven't they? Because the International Space Station involvement up there.
I'm asking you, is it weird that we're like one of, what, three countries to send people to space?
No, that makes sense.
Why?
Because it's fucking expensive as fuck.
I'll get you one.
No, I don't want any more. Thank you. Thanks.
I'm just...
The fuck are you talking? Man, you're in a weird fucking... It's a weird zone tonight, man.
I apologize.
Okay.
I'm just saying, is like it's a weird thing when these
You sound like such a couple of fucking assholes.
These countries are able to do
who
these
the
things.
Fuck listens to this?
I know. I'm saying okay. Here we go. This is my whole rationale for this. These ideas, like all these countries, do whatever they do, government wise. Yet, we're, like, we have people going to space. So is Russia. So does China, as per you.
I'm not sure about that.
But there's what? How many more countries around the world? Like, 175,000?
Billions.
Yeah. and they do nothing of the sort.
Like Australia. Oh, I'm in space, mate. Look at the stars.
And they do nothing of the sort. So it's like, why even bother?
I think maybe because we already did it, and they're like, well, they're already up there and spending the money, so let them fucking figure it out. Why are we going to send somebody? What the fuck's it going to do?
Well, if I were another country, I'd be totally into that.
Well, that's you. They're not Polish Brandon. They're other countries. They want to spend their money on, like,
there is a Polish defense. Brandon, like, segment of Australia who's really into me.
That'd be fucking awesome.
It would be tits.
Yeah. We'd be starting getting all kinds of emails like, oh, we're with you, mate. We listen every week.
Well, it'd be great. And then send emails. You know where you got to send emails to? LookingGoodRadio.com.
Yeah. That's right.
All right, guys. Just, I'm going to finish this off because we're just going long.
Are we? Where are we at? We only have 45 minutes.
Holy
It feels
fuck.
Like 145 minutes.
God damn, it's going to be a long one. So, after the last episode, Luke tells me, he puts it up, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a bath. So I go take a bath with the new radio that I got Luke for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And he actually has to, like, not fall asleep because of his own voice. Luke, take it from there.
you're all fucked up. Like, I now this is another one. I just realized that you're fucked
not
up.
Not really. I mean, I keep talking.
You are. But right. No, it was the thing was still. I don't want any more, asshole. You have some if you want. Yes, have some.
I don't want.
No, I was trying to go to sleep in my the fucking wall of the bathroom. I share a wall in my bedroom, and the fucking speaker that it got me, that you play your iPhone through, it makes it like really. It's loud, but it's like tinny. So it really fucking, it cuts right through that goddamn wall. I can hear like, he's taking a bath at like 12:30, this fucking weirdo takes a bath at like 1 o'clock in the morning every night. And it comes right through my wall, and I can't even like, I got every noisemaker possible going. I have the white noise app on my phone, jacked up, like right next to my head on my nightstand. I got my heater going, both of my fans going. It sounds like a fucking, like I'm in the goddamn engine of like a fucking 747. And I can still hear like, I'm like, oh my god. I'm literally like tossing and turning for like, and I'm texting him like, dude, just turn it down a little bit more because it's really carrying like right through the wall. But he can't get it because he's in the tub and the iPhone is in the dock on the stand where the speaker is connected to an iPhone dock which carries us out. So he can't even see the text. It was fucking horrible. I'm like, I can't sleep and it's my own voice. It was fucking bizarre. How bizarre. Luke's trying to sleep. Can't sleep because he hears his voice. It's his own goddamn show.
Yeah, okay, guys, so we can make a mention of this.
Listeners.
Goody Mob. Goody Mob, that means everybody who's a listener. The Goody Mob. I like that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you're right.
Thanks, son. I know that because it's
anyways,
old school rap.
So
that's your shit.
When we made this comment on our New Year's Day episode about the boys club in Depew, it burnt down. Like, it's fucked.
No, it burned down as we were talking about it. That's the fucked up part.
Yeah.
Like, no sooner were we done than you got a text going, hey, the boys club just burned down. I was like, holy shit, man. That was like, the exact time we were fucking talking about it. That's some weird shit.
And, I mean, RIP boys club, dude.
Yeah. Maybe we'll come back.
And Rob with Joyce. What's
his name? Hoach?
Dave Hoke.
Maybe Hoke will rise again, motherfucker.
But hopefully Rob
like
Joyce.
A phoenix.
Rob Joyce can find something else to do at this time, like, instead of going to the boys club. I know, man. I know the workout center was awesome, but it's time to move on.
They had a workout center? Oh, yeah, they did have a weight room in there, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's right.
The weight room.
I mean, we're going to make out with Julie O'Brien now, goddamn. We're going to meet her under the fucking bleachers again.
Where are
dude,
kids our
made,
age?
Made out with Julie.
Where? Dude. If you're not going to the boys club, you're not getting your dick sucked. It's not happening.
Yeah.
I just, it's impossible, man. And I apologize, listeners, man. Like, if this, it's going on.
You're fucked up. What did
it's
you drink?
Too much.
Did you drink at work?
No. I didn't work, but.
Man, you seem like really, you seem like as bad or worse as last episode.
I'm sorry, guys. I apologize because the Seahawks lost. I know a lot of you are Buffalo Bills fans.
Oh, you drank the bowling alley, huh?
Yeah. And I had to watch the Seahawks lose, and I just wasn't happy with it.
Yeah, and other excuses.
And then I went golfing thereafter, which I called Luke to go golfing, but you weren't.
Yeah, like, what when you were fucking teeing off on the first hole?
I called you at 2:02, and you called me back at 2:35.
Yeah, I was walking down the fucking... I was in the middle of a goddamn canyon. Oh, he just dropped his water. This is two in a row. We need a studio show. I can't fucking stand this. I need a goddamn studio show terribly. Fucking Keith. It's going to be like 3 weeks before we're in there. I'm going to start bugging him too.
Well, I mean, try to, but if ever we ever get back in there.
We better, because fucking... I just need... It breaks it up. I just need a change of fucking scenery.
I mean, I'd rather do a studio show as well, but I guess... I mean, he's too busy to deal with us.
That means he's not. It's bullshit. He's not the bathroom fucking later. That's all right. Don't worry about it. I hear that fucking fan through my headphones.
Damn it.
Henry Hill's fan.
Henry Hill's fucking...
Brandon's all fucked up again. Yep. Has he said anything else about the carts or anything? I haven't seen the carts lately. It seems like it's...
You haven't seen the fucking carts are all over there.
I haven't seen them. Well, now we got a giant fucking shitty triple recliner leather couch right in the middle of our fucking front lawn.
That's gone on Wednesday.
I guess anybody...
It's gone on Wednesday per him.
Listeners, if you have any...
No, goody mob.
If you have any appliances or old fucking ratty furniture you want to get rid of, please ship it out here to 4936 Whitsett Avenue and just drop it right in front of our fucking place. I guess this is the new place to drop your... shitty appliances, furniture, whatever. Shopping carts, bicycles, you name it.
Just have like a yard sale.
Yeah.
Right in front of our apartment.
Why would we want to sell the yard? I like it.
How about a garage sale?
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Same thing. So, wow, episode 71.
Come on. You can carry the show. Come on, buddy.
I have been, motherfucker. On this one, you're usually the talking points, man.
How about the Lakers coming in?
Or lack of them.
Did you think Kobe Bryant was going to show up?
What if Kobe Bryant shows up? Do you know the deal? Did anyone tell you what the deal was with those Laker girls? Were they the actual Laker girls? I fucking hope not. Yeah. Oh my god. Those chicks fucking stunk.
But
they
weren't even pretty. That's what you do. Like, as a any type of like an official sports team, if you're like the Laker girls and or the Buffalo Bills cheerleaders.
Buffalo Jills.
Or the Sea Gals, which are the Seahawks, like...
That's actually kind of funny.
You got to go to appearances. That's what you, I mean.
That's not what I'm saying. Are those the actual chicks that are on the field?
Yes.
Okay. And how many of
them? No, well, not the field, but the court.
Only, or yeah, on the field, on the court. How many? Now, like what? Four or five showed up. How many are there at a game? Is there more? Is there like 10?
No, there's like fucking 20.
Oh, okay. So they sent the shittiest five.
They
were awful.
Yeah, them too.
They were awful. They had too much makeup. They were like fucking 90 fucking 1 pounds a piece. Yeah. They were so fucking plain Jane looking. I mean, you could put some makeup on fucking M-Dog and put her in one of those jackets and she could have fucking passed.
I don't know about that.
I do. Those stunk.
Those chicks were super thin.
Yeah, they were awful. And they weren't pretty. They weren't even really pretty. I was just, they're all dolled up, but there was nothing really going on. Dude, they had like Shannon Hossauer syndrome. That was a good reference. Fuck you, man. That was a good one.
Come on.
Because that was one of those chicks. Everyone would be like, because she dressed like a skank. She wore 3 fucking pounds of makeup. But she looked like a fucking tranny. She was like, and not even a good tranny. She was disgusting. And anyone I would break that down to, I would get them to fucking like Dr. Mindbender from G.I. Joe. I would get them to change their mind from point A to point Z. I'd be like, dude, she's not hot. She wears mini skirts and fucking boots, and she shops at fucking Wet Seal. She's fucking ugly as shit, and they're like, yeah, you're right, man. And she had no curves on her. She had fucking bony ass. She sucked.
The thing is, back in Buffalo, if you're tan, wear makeup.
Yeah, it's your Jersey Shore.
All right. Tan, makeup, thin. That's it.
Yeah.
Out here, like, you're
but
like...
But, I mean, even her, with all her cosmetics and all her brochures, she barely fucking... She squeaked over the finish line of, like... hotness. And it was only if you looked real quick, if you really fucking thought about it and broke her down and stared at her, you'd be like, this chick is fucking awful. She looks like fucking Sean Hossauer with a fucking wig on and some eyeliner.
I agree. Yeah. I was never into her.
I never was either. But guys would just go fucking bananas over her, and I'm like, listen, this chick fucking... There's a million other hotter chicks than her that you're not paying attention to, you stupid fucks. And I do.
It's an idea, though. That's what I'm saying. It's an idea of hot... In high school, it's an idea of, like, somebody who's hot.
It's a bad idea. And she's a cunt, too. Fuck her. She's a bitch.
All right.
So was his older... Sean was cool. His sister sucked. His older brother is one of the biggest fucking... He was the most, like, cliche bully jock guy out of Central Casting ever. Like, he was so fucking... Like, he was like a bad movie character. His brother's such a fucking shithead. I hated that cocksucker. Scott Hossauer. Fuck you, fucking dickhead. Ugh.
What? Oh, okay. What I was saying before I was rudely interrupted.
No, I started it. You interjected, and then I brought it back. So go ahead.
Either way, I'm saying is that it's the one girl who you look at who's hotter than everybody else, even though she's not. Okay, she's tan, she's thin, and she's confident. And we can't take that in Buffalo terms as a girl who can, like, you know, be your girlfriend. Because that's every girl you went to the bar to see, that was that girl.
I don't really know what you just said.
Okay.
That's weird.
What's weird about it?
You went in like five different directions and none of
them. No, I did not. Stop it. I'm saying. Here there's like plenty of hot looking girls.
But keep in mind this is 97.
Back home, I'm telling you, there's like the girl. And she's tan, thin, in shape.
So what does it do about
Buffalo? And wears a lot of makeup. So we're having a conversation about Shannon Hassler because that's her.
So what does it do about the girl you go to the bars to find? What the fuck? What do you mean?
I'm saying at a bar in Buffalo, that's the girl that you're looking for.
I don't know.
The tan, thin, makeup lady.
Yeah, but she's ugly. She wasn't fucking hot.
Okay, well, that's why she has makeup on. Okay. I'm saying we live out here, dude. It's a different story.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I fucking hate you.
I know. Okay. Never mind. She was gross. I agree with you 100%. But even though you
and
said...
She was a shithead.
You said, why would guys be interested in her? And I'm explaining it to you, and you just could care
about the rest. I know, but you already said that once, and that wasn't the point. It was she was a cunt, and under all the makeup, she wasn't that hot to begin
with. It doesn't matter. Every girl in Buffalo is a fucking cunt.
Yeah, but if they're hot, you put up with it. But she wasn't really hot.
But
she
was masquerading. They thought, obviously, they thought she was hot.
But that's what I'm saying. I was able to talk them out of it and go, look, she's not hot. And they're like, fuck, she's not. You're right.
She's not at all. She stinks. She's a piece of dog shit. Okay? That's the truth. But all I'm saying is you said your buddies thought she was hot. And she's not.
Well, in generally in high school, but it was all accessories.
In high school, people thought she was hot?
Yes, fuck yes. She dressed like a fucking hooker.
Did they ever see, like, a Jackie Vasona or...
That's
like...
what I just said. I was like, look at all these other chicks. I remember no one thought, or maybe they did, but I never heard about her, that, like, Casey Turner was hot. And I spent my life on a campaign going, this chick is so fucking hot, no one, like, knows it. And I'm telling you, I turned people around on her. I remember that happening. I think even, like, Pat Davis, because we had, like, split, like, co-ed gym class. And she would be, like, playing volleyball or something. I'm like, look at the fucking meat on that girl. Like, those, look at the meat on you, honey. You got a boyfriend. And she had those fucking big jiggly tits and that fucking fat. She was hot, dude.
She was fucking hot. Casey Turner?
Yeah, she was fuck a sexy yeah. motherfucker.
There to the time I got a ride home from her brother, James Turner.
No, I didn't even know she had one.
Yeah. He was a grade... Well, he was in my grade and then failed. And then was
my
a grade.
Grade.
He was a grade under me. He was a grade of 2000. Yeah. And we went to a Boy Scout camp.
You got a Boy Scout.
You want a boyfriend. And, well, not me because I never got fucking molested, goddammit. But, like, am I weird to be pissed about that or no?
Pissed about what?
Not getting molested by anybody ever.
No, it makes sense.
I mean, would you be pissed? You never got molested, right?
No, I never did. Not to my knowledge. I wish I did it. Explain. It would be able to explain
something
more.
Yeah, see, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like, if I had gotten molested, at least I'd have like a backbone or like a reason to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, okay, so I'm coming home from like a winter Boy Scout camp, and it's his dad driving us home, and he wants to listen to the Stone Temple Pilots, like their second album, whatever that was called. It was like, not, Core.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so we're listening to it the whole way home. But I'm like, I'm fucking freezing. Can you turn the heat up? Because I was in the snow for like 2 days straight, you know?
Yeah.
And my parents didn't buy me the correct boots and or socks. And or
Brandon, we'd find this.
Or and anything.
Just put the slippers and
so
some duct
like,
tape
my
on.
Feet were like so fucking cold. I'm like, can you just... I'm listening to it, and I'm like, yeah, sweet. And I'm like putting my feet under their seats, like trying to get the heat. You know what I mean? This is old school, you know? And I just, it wasn't happening. My feet were so goddamn. And when I went home, I just threw them right next to, because we live in an apartment where, like, we had ducts, like heat ducts in every room. No. D-U-C-T-s.
Not that duck, dummy.
Oh, the good spot.
Ed Wood.
And, like, I just put my feet right next to the ducts.
I said ducts, dummy.
And, like, just to warm them up. You remember taking a shower, like, back home? And, like, you didn't want to get out. Because the minute you got out, it was, like, that fuck cold. It's getting that way out here.
Yeah, it's fucking
freezing.
It's
been so goddamn cold.
It's fucking cold, man. It was warmer in Buffalo again today. I think it's the second or third day this week. It was, like, fucking 60-something in Buffalo.
Dude, maybe, hey.
Maybe cold warming, bro.
Yeah, it could be right.
You're right, man.
I read
fuck Al Gore.
Al Gore might be right. I read a whole article about how, like, Buffalo would be the supreme place to live if global warming was correct.
Yeah.
Because it just, like, the turn of everything, it would be like L.A. or San Diego in Buffalo.
Except you wouldn't have an ocean right at the shore. You'd still have Lake Erie that just sits there like fucking bathwater. There's no waves or anything. I mean, and it's an industrial
lake. Have you ever gone into Lake Erie?
Yes, I have.
For what?
To swim?
Why? It's stupid.
Because you go there for recreational to do something on a fucking Sunday and see your chick in a bathing suit? Okay.
Lake Erie sucks.
You don't like any. You don't like bodies of water or anything where you have to take your shirt off or lay around other people.
No.
That's your problem. The ocean's a fucking blast. It's fun to swim in.
No.
You say no. That's the fucking beach is packed every weekend because it's fun.
Okay, when was the last time like you met a chick at the beach and then
it's nothing to do with it. Even if I didn't meet a chick, I'll still go and just go in the water because waves are still fun and new to me. I haven't only been out here 8 years. I had 25 years of not having them. It's like going on a goddamn fucking ride at the fucking amusement park, which is free.
But would you go on a ride right? Because I hate rides.
It's like a ride. It's not
a
ride.
I'm saying I wouldn't go on a ride at
Disneyland.
I wouldn't
go on. But you're saying, you're asking why would you go in the ocean or in the water, and that's why. It's fucking fun.
No, there's too much bad shit in the ocean, dude.
Yeah, I've been in there 500 times and nothing's ever happened to me once. I've never had a jellyfish sting or anything. Fucking fake it. In Florida, it's bad. Out here, it's not. It's too cold. There's no critters out here. It's too goddamn cold.
I disagree.
How the fuck do you know? When's the last time you went to the beach out here?
Never. Cocksucker? I fuck no.
How the fuck would you know?
I wouldn't go to the beach.
Then how can you fucking say
all the shark bites happen out here, dog?
Okay. I've never been bitten by a shark. I don't know one person that
I
has.
Know. Obviously, you have not been bitten by a shark.
Okay. Or stung by a jelly fucking fish or hit by a stingray. None of that shit.
But you don't know happened. It's not right around the corner.
It could be. But you know what? It's obviously, if I've gone this many times and nothing's ever happened, it's a pretty goddamn small percentage. In Florida, it's not. It's warm. The water is fucking warm. There's all kinds of shit in that fucking water. Fuck that beach. Right, go there and there's jellyfish fucking everywhere.
So you wouldn't go to... You wouldn't go swimming in a beach in Florida?
No, I have. I'm just... I'm
what side? You went to the Atlantic or the Gulf of Mexico?
I don't fucking know. What am I, a geologist?
All right, you went...
My mom was in West Palm. That's where
I
went.
All right. So you went to the Atlantic Ocean.
How do you know?
Because that's where West Palm is.
And what's the other one that you said?
Or the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, yeah. That's like in the Keys and shit.
No, that's it's like it's where my parents live.
The Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic split Florida?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you sure about that? That sounds kind of fucked up.
All right. Look it up. I'm saying is that, yes, I'm right. But, so you haven't gone into the Atlantic Ocean, but you've gone to the Pacific Ocean. You're totally fine.
I have. I just
because
said,
you
I,
said
I
it's
swam
cold,
in my mom's place.
And that's why. It's cold. That's why it's okay.
Yeah, there's less shit in the water here. Down there, there's a lot more stuff that comes closer to the shore because the fucking water's warmer. I think there's a lot bigger populations of that shit than there is out here. Because the fucking water is ice cold out here. It's fucking warm as shit. It's like going to a swimming pool in Florida. That's some fucking warm-ass water.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it and you can see all the way through. Out here, it's murky. There, it's fucking clear as shit. At least at my mom's beach, there was.
Fuck.
It was nice. I
you're okay with that? Like,
no,
I
was nervous.
I'd rather not be
in
the
water. I was
murky.
Nervous, but what am I going to do? Live my whole life not go in the water because something might happen? And fuck that shit. I mean, what are the fucking odds? There's 100 other people around me in the water. So It's not like I'm the only dude out there in the middle of the goddamn thing by myself. Someone else is going to get bit, not me.
Fuck.
I feel the same way about STDs. It ain't going to happen to me.
Fuck. That's kind of the case. Yeah.
So good, as far as I know.
When the hell was the last time you put a condom on?
Well, the old lady wouldn't let me fuck her without one, so I
but you came in her mouth.
I tried to put one on. Yeah, so, but I couldn't fuck her.
I mean, if you had herpes, she would have gotten it.
Well, yeah, I guess technically.
You dropped a load in the old lady's mouth?
Yeah.
And she never called you back?
She never did, but I don't care. It was weird. I'm not into her. She's fucking... I keep thinking about how weird her hair felt fucking creepy. It was like
dead person.
It was like silky. It was weird, a weird texture.
Corpse hair.
I'm like, what the fuck? It felt like doll hair. Doll hair. All right, let's wrap this up. I got my laundry. Right. This is just a fucking. I'm sorry, everybody.
What's your song of the week?
Oh, my song of the week is going to be "Boys and Girls in America" from the Hold Steady, the title track from that album, which is one of my favorite albums of all time. It's fucking great. Great song. Great album.
All right, peace.
I heard it this week, and I was like, yeah, I like the song. So
fuck your faces. Whatever.
Yeah, so yeah. Sorry about this one. We'll see you in episode 72. Right. Hopefully over. Brandon's sober for this one, and we'll have a better talk.
Will it matter? Fuck your face.
Yeah.
On the streets, getting out of my clothes to the sweets. Holly's not invincible. In fact, she's in the hospital, not far from that bar where we met on that first night. Corner scams. Gideon's got a apartment from a Pringles can. Holly's insatiable. She still looks incredible, but she don't look like that same girl we met on that first night. She was golden with starlight and beer. First night, she slept like she'd never been scared. Words alone never could save us. And then last night she cried and she told us about Jesus. Holly's inconsolable, unhinged and uncontrollable, 'cause we can't get as high as we got on that first night. Boys and girls in America.